23 minutes later, Snowden's fist shot high in the air.
Got it. Abner, is this your friend Pip?
Abner peered over the top of his reading glasses.
Yep, that's her. A younger her, but it is Pip. Younger, I'd say by 10 years. Where does she live? Gilbert, Arizona. Not that far from here, as the crow flies.
Snowden looked over at his people and nodded. They left the room immediately.
Where are they going? Dennis asked. Probably out to heist a vehicle so they can drive to Arizona. That's what I would do if I were them,
Jack said.
Why not just rent a car or truck?
Dennis asked.
Paper trail, kid, Ted said. Don't worry, Mr. Dudley Do-Right. They'll leave money on the seat when they return it. They're just borrowing it for now. What if the owner calls the police?
Dennis persisted.
What? You think this is those guys' first rodeo? They know what to do and how to do it. They'll go into the garage, look for a car with dust on it, one that looks like it hasn't been driven for a while, and hotwire it. When they return it, no one will ever know. Does that make you happy, kid?
Dennis didn't know if it did or not, so he clamped his lips together and crossed his arms over his chest, disapproval written all over his features. Harry moved next to him.
Get over it, Dennis. Like now. Do not ever question what we do again. Are we clear on that?
Dennis swallowed hard.
It's crystal, Harry. Really, really crystal. I'm over it. I am so over it, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
He eyeballed Harry and was rewarded with a smile that sent better men than him running for cover.
See? See, I'm loose as a goose. You want fast and loose? I'll give you fast and loose.
Harry walked away, to Dennis's relief. His knees started to buckle, but Ted caught him just in time.
Okay, people. Here is Pip's profile, thanks to Google. She's 39 years old. This proves she does have a personal life aside from her, other life. Her name is Mary Alice Farmer. She sells organic plant seeds online, and she makes a living at it. Has a small specialty shop in Gilbert. She owns her own house, no mortgage. She drives a vintage Ford Bronco. According to her credit card history, she travels 5 or 6 times a year by plane. Odd places.